from Castlefell.
Yep.
Good evening. So we go through the sign about different shires come in about being Kabbalah Shabbos early in the summer. So let's start with the first inyan. Now, how is a person Kabbalah Shabbos? Let's start the simplest with a lady. How is a lady Kabbalah Shabbos? When she lights the candles, and the Isha lights the candles, that's when she's Kabbalah Shabbos. So, the Pashtas, we make a bracha after the ladies nowadays make a bracha after the candles, right? But if they make a bracha before the candles, then the Kabbalah Shabbos with the bracha, and therefore you can't go and light. That's why I make a bracha after, and to get out of the siyasa, the minute is that they cover their eyes. So just interesting that my wife does, I'm sure most ladies do it as well, that after they light, they don't put out. They don't like extinguish the wick themselves. They just let it go out. They leave it to go out by itself. I mean, they don't blow it out. The Maisa, I saw they speak about it. Now, if you're Kabbalah Shabbos, only with the bracha, so if they're not yet, they finished lighting all the candles, they've not yet said a bracha, so there's no problem to go and put out the light. So it seems to be different in Hogan, but it seems to be Ikar Din, then there's no problem really. Calls the money, not yet said the bracha to go and pour out the light. I saw a svar that says, even though Ikar Din, it's not a problem to put out the light because you've not yet said the bracha, but it's out hefsa. That means if you're going to pour out the light, if you're going to pour out the match between the bracha and the locker, then there'll be a problem out hefsa between that lock and the bracha, therefore you shouldn't. But me'ikar din chora, after if they not yet said the bracha, there should be no problem on putting out the match. Oh, so ladies on Kabbalah Shabbos with lighting. When are men Kabbalah Shabbos? So men on Kabbalah Shabbos either basically the easiest way is by either say mid Moshe or Baruch Hu. Or with Lechadoidi, that's when men are Mekabel Shabbos. So, when's the earliest time to be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha? So now the first side I'd like to discuss is that many shuls take a Davon early in the summer and be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. Now, a lot of people during the week are Matzah to Davon Ma'at Dafka after Nacht. So is there a problem that even though during the week people daven ma'ariv dafka after nach, is there a problem to change? And on Friday night I want to daven ma'ariv after nach. That means the famous machlokas in the Gemara Brachos, what the Shulchan Aruch brings to opinion. When is the Yom V'Laila split? According to Rabbi Yehuda, day ends by plag and mincha, and you can daven mincha tol plag and daven ma'ariv after plag. And according to Rabbanon, you can daven ma'ariv tol shkia and daven ma'ariv from after nach. So basically, a normal day, a person's got an option. Either they take on like Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, what many people do, especially in England in the summer, that they daven mincha before plag, they daven ma'at after plag. Or people do like Rabbanon and they daven mincha up to shkia and daven ma'at after nach. So back to this, many people during the week daven mincha up to shkia and daven ma'at dafka after nach. Is there a problem on Friday night to go and change and to daven mincha before plag and to daven ma'ariv after plag that many shuls do? So if you look in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, which speaks there about mincha ma'ariv, it says there that the chatchila, a person even on two different days shouldn't change. A person should be kaveh beginning of the summer at odich ben arav Yehuda yid odich ben rabon yid. That means either person should always go like Shittas Rav Yehuda and daven mincha up to plag and daven ma'ariv after plag, or you should go that Shittas Rabbanon. But to switch to days convenient, azoy today, tomorrow's azoy, the next day's azoy, a person shouldn't switch. So is there a problem on Friday night to go and switch, and even though the whole week you're doing like that, to go and change? So even during the week, let's start like this, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel that b'sha'as ha'dachak, if that's convenient, a person is allowed to change. That means if a person needs to go to a chasna or travelling or for whatever reason, or he's very tired, he wants to go to bed early, for whatever reason, a person, b'sha'as ha'dachak, but the Eved, is allowed to change during the week. But the Gabbai Friday night seems to be, the Magen Avraham says in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, that even a chatchila, a person who davens normally during the week, mapped the daven ma'ar, dafka after that, on Friday night, you're allowed to daven, after plagging. It says the svar, because, I'll read you out the svar, what it says. Masha Divya Magnavon, the Fila Nogan is Spala Mavis Mana, Mutale Spala, Valer Shabbos, Miboy Joy, over Vachia Miplaga Mincha the Eder, the Kingdom is Vassa, the Hoysa, Mikhoila La Koidesh, or Kwa Kibo Shabbos a lot, Yochalis Moichadas a Savin, the Havakalai Loli Indian to fill us. He seems to say that because of special Svav, Toysa Shabbos, a person is allowed to change on Friday night and to daven, Mav early. Now, what happens, I know that all shuls, I don't know offhand, but I think that all shuls like that, if I'm not mistaken, Vayestra and could be Holy Lord do this. They daven a fixed time, like the whole summer. A lot of shuls daven always go with plag. That means mincha, whatever week it is, they'll change 50 minutes before plag and then Kabbalah Shabbos Samad after. But there are shuls, I think, that have a fixed time the whole summer. They'll do 7:30 for half of the summer, then it'll go to 7:00. That means it could be that they'll do both mincha ma'ariv after plag. Is that oiske ha'alton or not? So Pashtus, the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does bring over here that yesh oimi the besibol yesh lehokre spala ma'ariv miboid yoim after mispala mincha acha plaga. After mispala mincha acha plaga mincha v'nei ali she'ein nismecha derak shul mispala ma'ariv akorponim v'ein ha'shmoshav. That means he does bring that there are shuls that do it, but he says clearly it's nish oiske ha'otan b'chlal to do on the same day to have to the sasa. That means on the same day to daven mincha after plag and to daven ma'ariv after plag before shkia is nish oiske ha'otan. I did see, I'm not saying I understand it 100%, but it could be where these shuls rely themselves on. I did see it quite a long dust. Yeah, the Mishabur Samarisham and Gimel brings that. But I saw a bit, the Gabi Air Shams could be a sniff heta. I saw a Londas in the both Archashulchan and Pri Yitzchak, it's the Petaburger. They both say, what's the Indian that can only dab a Maiv after Nach? Because the Maiv is Kanega at Hamusofin, Kanega they void, now they burn the whole night. And he says that on Air Shabbos, those Kobonas that you brought up on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn those at night. You have to burn them dafka miboid yoim, and therefore he said that's why you'd be allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven earlier. I saw both of Itzlan or Chashulchan. You can check it up and look at it. I'm not saying I understand it 100%, but both of them are coming to say that you'll be allowed to do it. It won't be a problem of tal to the sasa to do both mincha and ma'ariv after plag before shkia. Oh, that is this chiluk. Now, let's go to another interesting halacha, what's got big relevance. The Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Shah Lispalo Mincha Be'er Shabbos, after Kibla Kol Shabbos. When does a person is running late on Erev Shabbos, he comes to Shul and they're ready up to Lachodoidi. He's running very late. Can he still have a mincha, yes or no? So Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yispalo Mincha Be'er Shabbos HaKnesses. If the Shul are ready up to Lachodoidi or Miz Moshe, then you can't daven mincha in that shul. Ela yele chutz lo oisa beis haknesses v'spala tzula shal choy. You have to go to daven mincha outside the shul if the shul are ready up to kabbalah Shabbos ma'ariv. V'hu shelo kibo Shabbos imoem. Aval im ona v'kibo Shabbos imoem ene yoch v'spala tzula shal ene v'spala al v'shtayim. So I'll explain what basically this sif is saying. This sif is basically saying two halachas. If a person is running late and he comes to shul and the shul already way into Kabbalah Shabbos, Lechodoidi or Mit Moshe, then you can't daven mincha in that shul, you have to daven mincha outside. What happens if a person by mistake came very late to shul and a person without realizing it, he himself said, Boy B'Sholah, Mit Moshe, and Baruch Hu, Lecham, Oy Ve, I've not daven mincha yet, can you still daven mincha? So in such a case, you can't, not only can't daven, you're allowed to daven outside, you can't daven mincha b'chlam in such a case. If the person himself has said, Miz Moshe or Baruch Hu, then the person himself cannot daven mincha. So I want to speak a second about the first part of the sif. It says that a shul that's davened mincha on Erev Shabbos is a shul that's davened ready up to Miz Moshe or Baruch Hu, and the yoch is not daven mincha, he has to go and daven outside. What happens? I want to see what the Oilers say to this, and I'll tell you what I saw. Is it a problem that there are shuls that make do it, and what's called a chodosh do it right through the summer, that they have two minyanim? They've got a minyan with plag and then a minyan later. Is there a problem for the later minyan to go and daven mincha if there's already been an earlier minyan that's already daven Kabbalah Shabbos Amayim? Or do you say no, that minyan's already been, it's no shaykh, because now comes a new minyan? So what I saw about this is, I saw Minchas Yitzchok, he wants to say, and Rebbe Eliashiv, they both say that takla be a problem. A shul that had the earlier minyan, in that shul that's already done for Kabbalah Shabbos Amayim, there's a problem in that same shul to go and make a later minyan for Mincha. So Chodosh Echoy, to feed this, would takla be a problem. I'm not sure, it'll be a mix, maybe davening in the basement. I've never done the later minyan image. Could be a mix davening in the basement medrash, so maybe it's not so problematic. Oh, so that's what I'm going to say. The Shea that costs you, it's sort of gross. Yeah, he Taka said that because it's a different oilam, that oilam I've gone, and therefore it's a new oilam, it's not a problem. But both Minchas Yitzchok and Rebbe Eliashiv, they both say that even though it's a different oilam, in this shul itself, there's already been a minyan, and it's Taka problematic. I'm just saying, you can look it up, I'm just saying what they both say. Oh. Now on to go to Sifem.
Not in the same shul. In Eved Noshim, it's called not in the same shul.
I wonder, maybe it is.
You come late and you want to down Manchester, I don't really think of a share. Can you down in Eved Noshim?
No, you're allowed. There's only a problem on the Sibyl. You're allowed to. If you come late, as long as you are down, even as
you say you have to down outside. Somebody comes late and
I say, oh, you have to down as a snosh.
You have to go outside the shoe, the
council. No, because people do down.
People do that.
Yeah. Point on this, I saw I'll tell you why there should be a problem. In the winter, most shuls finish mincha by shkia or even sometimes a bit after shkia, yeah? Now, there's an inyan of Tosef Shabbos, the person has to be a mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos upon Shabbos. So now, in the summer, how do we do Tosef Shabbos? When we say mizmor shkia baruch hu, and that's way before shkia, that's our person, mekabel Tosef Shabbos upon yourself. How do you do Tosef Shabbos in the winter when you get to mizmor shkia baruch hu, it's way after shkia? So, the chayah, a person needs to do the chayah before mincha, when it's at the time of Tosef Shabbos, to say that you're being mekabel Tosef Shabbos upon yourself. I'm just wondering, would there be a problem then to go and daven mincha? Before mincha, you say, on Erev Shabbos, you go to, on your way to shul, you want to be mekabel Tosef Shabbos upon yourself, and then you go and daven a weekday mincha. That is the chayah ke'en astira. You're saying that Shabbos, and then you're going to daven a weekday mincha. I saw Minchas Yitzchak Taka said that it's not a problem to daven mincha still, but the Svara, and just say how it's Arba Amba, why it should be problematic. Oh, now there's another Sif on to discuss, which we're going to get. The Shulchan Aruch says to Mevesh Samach Gimel Sif Yod Beis, in Roiv HaKol Kibla Aleim Shabbos, in Roiv of the Kol Habi Mekabo Shabbos, Hamiot Nimshoch Machayim HaKochum. If most of the Sibah be Mekabo Shabbos, even though you've got the few Schleppers who have not yet been Mekabo Shabbos, then Nigra after the Roiv of the Kol. Oh, so says the Mishavah, very important. Vimroiv HaKol Loi Hoi Beis HaKnesses, Ein Nimshochim Achamiot. Oh. Now, Chayim Be'ish Yesh Bo Botik Nesiyaz Havbe, in achas nimshachas achas havelta filu beachas roiv. While I was in Manchester, you've got loads of shoes. You've got shoes that daven first plague, second plague, chassidim daven with this man. Are they going to be nigra? Yes or no? So the Mishabur, from the stimus lost from Mishabur seems to say that if you've got a place that's got a lot of shoes, each shoe kehil is allowed to do the fee there minigamokam, and it's not a problem for one shoe. One shoe is not nigra after another shoe. Now, the first shot I want to discuss is, what happens, but it seems to be that the shul where a person belongs, then he is nigra after that shul. One shul, Mishabur says, one shul is not nigra after another shul. So a person always downs his satma, binds his man down his leg. He is not nigra after chodosh or koilol or toyah, or the shul that daven early. One of the person belongs to, is a member of chodosh or al toyah. and he's running late 1 week. Maybe he's nigger after the shua he damas, and he, if he's running late and he wants to do malacha till 9:09, after taka, that would be problematic. So even though there's a slight deal from the master shaka that a person is nigra after the shua he belongs, but that I saw came out all the posts, I saw Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Moshe, and I saw Mishnah Lacha, son of Menashe Klein. They all say that nowadays there's no such thing as a person, because often people daven shachris there, mincha there, marriage there, people daven all around, therefore there's no thing of a person being fixed to a certain shul. If a person is running late, there's no problem that this week he wants to belong to Satma or to Bells where they daven late, it's no problem for him to go and daven later. Oh, now what happens, a place, let's say to Chodesh or Amej. The person belongs to the later minion, he always dams in the later minion in Chodesh. And the first minion in Chodesh is, I'm sure, is probably a much bigger minion. Is a person who dams in the later minion, can he say that he belongs to the later minion and he can do Todas Man? Or do we say no, that the first minyan is a bigger minyan, and they daven with plag. So even though a person davens always in the later minyan, maybe he'll be nigra after the first minyan or not. So Sol Menchas Yitzchak says clearly that a person, that a shul, that roiv people daven in the earlier minyan, then even though those who daven in the later minyan, they're nigra after the people that daven in the earlier minyan, and they will not be able to do malacha till the zman. But the Ma'aseh, it's only for the Menachas Yitzchak, I saw Rabbi Yashiv and others are choyla, can say that each minyan for itself. That if you've got that people who done in the second minyan, that with nigra after the second minyan. Oh, then I saw on this, Bichidosh from Moshe Sternbuch says that this din, that each shul is not nimshach after another shul, and therefore, if a person always dams in Satmi, he can do malacha till the zman or till shkia. But he said that the majority of the town have already been mekabel shabbos, then you're not allowed to do malacha b'fehesia. You're only allowed to do malacha b'sina, and you're not allowed to do malacha b'fehesia. We'll feed that, let's say, probably after, maybe first plague not, but after, let's say, second plague, when most places have already been mekabel shabbos, there'll be a problem for a person to daven later. To do malacha later. I see, I don't have much time left. Fahesia, he says clearly will be okay, but Fahesia is a problem. Just want to wonder after 20. Yeah. Can I find one more thing?
Yeah.
One more very important point I want to mention. What happens if a wife is nigra after the husband? That means if the wife has lit candles, then that says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that the husband is not nigra after the wife. So if the husband always davens in a shul that davens late and the wife wants to light candles early, there's no problem for the husband to still do malacha. While the husband wants to daven in his normal shul early and his wife is running late, can she go and light candles later, yes or no? So Sol Sheva Levi says that the wife is nigra after the husband, and if the husband has already been mekabel shabbos, there'll be a problem for the wife to go and light candles later. Masha'ekein, Asur, and Moshe Feinstein clearly says that the wife is not nigra after the husband, and even though the husband's davened, the wife can still go and light candles later. Yeah.